On March 7th, 2025, the University of New Brunswick Student Union announced the results of its 2025 general election. However, unlike previous elections, the elected candidates will take on new and reworked roles that differ from the current executive. I sat down with current UNBSU president Drashtan Varma to learn more about the UNBSU's 2025 executive rework to better understand what's changed and what stayed the same on the SU leadership team.
There was a lot of positions we found with in terms of the VP positions that weren't necessarily working the most in the most effective way they could, starting off with VP events and services. Right now, a position that exists, they handle all of the services we offer, Safe Ride, health and dental insurance, the food bank, the garden, along with campus events as well. The concert, some of the weeks, theme weeks and whatnot, there's a lot they do there. We found it'd be better if we were to split that position into two. Hopefully we can better our services, because you have a dedicated person working just on services now and a dedicated person just on events. So there's a lot more events we can do throughout the year. For example, we don't do much for Halloween right now. Just a little example. Maybe there's something more we can do now. For services and supports, how can we better Safe Ride? How can we expand the food bank? How can we expand our health and dental insurance more to get more coverage for certain things? So that new position will be called VP Services and Supports, and that person will be handling all the services and supports we offer. The events part of it will go to what is currently VP Wellness, but now next year will become VP Student Engagement.
Where the VP Events and Services will split into two separate VP positions, the VP Communications had a complete overhaul.
We got rid of the position entirely. It is now going to be the Director of Media and Communications. We find that person, aside from president, was probably one of the most loaded positions there were in terms of what they had to do. The VP responsibilities they had added a lot to their role when their main job is communication and media and marketing. So we thought, okay, let's make that a director position. Many student unions do that across the country to begin with, and we kind of took that example as well. So starting in May, when the new team takes over, that person will be the director of media, and that position will now fall under the VP Student Engagement, who will be their direct supervisor.
Drashtan elaborated on the difference between the new director of communications and the old VP communications.
A director, simply put, does not have some of those responsibilities that VP would: executive meetings, attending council, attending group meetings with university officials, even attending external stakeholder meetings with partners on some issues, on advocacy efforts and whatnot, having to give the reports to council and giving those updates there, and that takes up a significant amount of time as well. A director does not have the same amount of roles as a VP would, and they also have less work hours too. During the summer, all VPs are full-time, directors are part-time for the summer and school year.
The other three executive positions in the current UNBSU are VP Finance and Operations, VP Academic, and the President. Of these three remaining positions, only the VP Academic had any further changes, with the VP FO and President remaining the same.
We renamed VP Academic to VP Policy and Relations because we found that better reflects what the person actually does. It used to be VP External Internal, of course, we had all those ones, but we changed from that a couple years ago. The academic person, while they do, of course, do academic things, academic can fall under policy, and there's also a lot of relations work in that role too, so we changed that one.
The changes don't come into effect until May, yet they still had a notable effect on the UNBSU general election that ended last week.
As a result of that whole restructuring, we had to change every single policy, all of the bylaws and everything we had, and that took quite a bit of time. It took a couple of months to get through all of those things. We also wanted to get the changes done in time for the election, which just happened. So we were able to advertise during the election that this is what the position will be next year. And during the election process itself, it was made clear to the candidates, these are your new responsibilities if you were to get elected to the role.
Finally, Drashtan and his fellow executives are hopeful that these changes will noticeably improve the services the UNBSU provides to students on the Fredericton campus.
Hopefully for the average student, there should be a lot of change, hopefully, over the next little while. This is the first year we're doing this. There's no doubt it might be a bit slow at the start, but hopefully in the long run, it will, you know, balance out, people understand things, how things work better, and hopefully in the long run, this is a good thing, and it should be to the benefit of the students.
I'm Aiden Keenan for CHSR 97.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative.